49 downtown as we get things going. Hour number two, and we've got some time this morning to spend with the congressman from the 9th District of Indiana. It's Representative Republican Trey Hollingsworth. Trey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great this morning. Happy Friday to everybody.
Happy Friday it is, and a big congratulations to you and your wife.
We are so excited. It's our first and the first for both sets of grandparents as well, so enthusiasm is running high in my household, and we just recently found out it's going to be a boy, so I couldn't be more thrilled because everybody's happy and healthy.
Now, what comes after Trey? I've got a I've got a third myself. I'm not sure what's the next step after that. Just simply the fourth?
Well, that is a great question. I tell you what, my wife would get really, really mad at me if I revealed the name this early in the process, and I don't want to go home to an angry wife tonight.
No, I think that's a good idea, especially on the weekend as well. So July 19th, we'll circle that date, and again, congratulations to you and your family on that impending bundle of joy coming down the road. Now, back to the politics. That's what we do here with the congressman from the 9th District. You were in town recently, and had a tour of Crane and spoke with the Herald Times editorial panel on some things going on abroad and here in the state of Indiana. Tell me your thoughts on going down to Crane and what you saw there.
Couldn't be more impressed. I mean, the innovation that they're developing over there to keep Americans safe is unbelievable. The symposium, there were over 300 people there, and I got the opportunity to speak, but much more importantly, I got the opportunity to listen and to hear what they're working on, hear the innovations, the development of new technologies and capabilities at that facility to be able to keep us safe again, which is what I hear all the way across the 9th all the time. We don't feel safe. We don't feel as safe in an uncertain world as we used to, and I know at Crane, they're working hard every day to ensure that it becomes safer for Americans.
And being in this part of Indiana, obviously, with Crane having such a huge influence on the military, we've talked about military spending. We've seen some foreign policy issues. We know what's happening in Southeast Asia right now. Indiana plays a pretty big part in that.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you what, Hoosiers lead the way both in think tanks in D.C. and policymaking in D.C. and as well. Right here on the ground in terms of military installations, training programs, and the development of new capabilities.
And in Washington, when we talk about budget, when we talk about defense spending, what are you hearing from the people in the 9th, and how is that being heard in Washington?
Well, what I continue to hear is that feeling of uncertainty, that feeling that we're not as safe as we used to be, and we need to resource our military appropriately to accomplish the difficult mission that we've laid out for them. We want to keep Americans, America, and American interests safe anywhere and everywhere, and that's a difficult and more challenging mission given the failed foreign policies of the Obama administration. I want to make sure we resource our warfighter appropriately to keep him and her safe and to ensure they can accomplish the mission of keeping Americans safe.
Trey Hollingsworth is our guest this morning, United States Representative, District 9 here, the Republican from Indiana. And it's kind of a tough balancing act because when we talk about military spending to a degree, then you talk about reducing debt, it's kind of hard to do one without the other. How do you move forward trying to balance that issue?
Well, it's a great question, and I also hear from Hoosiers all the way across the 9th when I make phone calls at meetings, discussion groups, that they don't want to hand down a mountain of debt to their kids, to all of our kids. They want to hand down that abundance of opportunities. So we have to cut the waste out of every single program and ensure that every dollar that we take from an American's pocket is used most effectively and efficiently. I think that's the burden of proof the government owes every Hoosier, every American, to say, this is important. You work hard to earn this dollar. We will only spend it efficiently and effectively. They fail that burden now, and that's why I think we need business people just like myself up there to scrub the budget of all of the issues that we have and all of the misallocated funds and terrible spending that we've got so that we ensure we take the fewest amount of dollars from Hoosiers and we spend each of those dollars as carefully, thoughtfully, and productively as possible.
And this week, too, we've heard some rumbling about potential tax cuts a little bit later in this year. How excited are you to hear about that?
Well, I tell you, I couldn't be more excited about finally doing tax reform. We haven't had a major overhaul of the tax code since 1986. And think about the things that were so important in 1986.
You remember how big cell phones were in 1986? Cell phones came in a briefcase.
Exactly. And the things that are so important today that didn't matter at all in 1986, we have a tax code that's built for the 1980s, and we're in a 21st century economy. We've got to fix the tax code so that small businesses can grow and invest more right here in Indiana, so individuals can decide how they want to spend their hard-earned money, not send more of it to the government, and so that we can get this economy moving so we create more jobs all the way across the ninth. I am so excited about being a part of fixing a tax code that's been broken for too long.
Yeah, we know that's not going to happen overnight. We talked to our good friend Rod Holloway from Comprehensive Financial Consultants. This is something that needs to get some legs, and it's going to move. Is this going to be later in 2017, even possibly early 2018? Is that the goal right now?
Yeah, look, we want to make sure we get it right, right? I mean, the ultimate thing is ensuring that we get to a tax code that is pro-growth, that enables and empowers businesses and employees to be able to do more for their families and futures. And that means a lot of listening. That doesn't mean rushing things. That doesn't mean trying to jam policy down. It means listening and understanding how we can tweak and revise the tax code to make Hoosier lives better. So I know that I'm going to be an advocate for getting this right. And it's going to be slow. I think it's going to be a long process. And if it takes us 12 months, if it takes us 9 months, here's what we should be committed to. Don't stop until you get it right.
Do you think the Republicans learned anything from the health care? And they'll use that moving forward, as opposed to, as you talked about, how long it's going to take and how maybe not as quickly as it needs to go?
Look, I hope career politicians learned a very good lesson from that. I mean, the fact that they said to Americans, hey, you know this really important aspect of your life called health care, and you know how it's really broken and health insurance isn't working for you under the terrible policy of Obamacare? Yeah, we want to fix that, but we only want to fix that if we get it done by Friday. That's ridiculous. We need to do and take the actions necessary to solve the problems that Americans sent us to D.C. to solve, no matter how long it takes, no matter how many revisions we have to do, no matter how many bills we have to pass. We need to solve these problems for Americans and Hoosiers every single day. And I know I'm committed to not stop fighting until we get there.
And it's interesting because people always want, after an election, change to happen almost immediately. We know that's just not how the system works. It's designed not to work that way, so you don't have these huge swings from one end to the other. Your term here is it just 2 years? That doesn't even sound right, because it seems like this stuff just takes a while to get moving. How do you fit this all in and get everything else going?
Well, I think it's a great question, right? The system was designed to be slow and methodical, so there aren't big overnight changes, and we don't believe that anybody should be king of the hill, and so you can't just do everything that you want to overnight. But I think you can wake up every single day with the mission of how do we advance the interests of Hoosiers and Americans today, and what can we incrementally do today to move that ball forward? That's what I learned from business, is that you don't score a touchdown every single week.
That's
but
right.
You methodically move the ball down the field consistently, constantly, and that's how you get great results over the long run. By waking up every day with a mission that we have in my office, which is how do we advance the lives and interests of Hoosiers every single day.
Trey Hollingsworth is our guest this morning. He checks in from the 9th District, the Republican congressman. And the other thing the election, I think, showed some Americans, and you've seen it drag on a little bit, is our side is right, your side is wrong. No. Your side is wrong, our side is right. Where has the compromise gone, and what is it going to take to bring that back, in your opinion, whether it's in the 9th District, whether it's in the state of Indiana, whether it's in Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C.?
You know, what I heard loud and clear over the course of the election is an American citizenry that stood up and said, we are tired of our government not getting results, not getting anything done, not serving the people of this country, not solving problems that we have for too long talked about and not yet done anything about. And so I hope that these career politicians that use bickering and use screaming and try to turn up the volume louder and louder so that they can get their names in the paper more often, I hope they learned the lesson that Americans expect results. Americans expect real, genuine effort making results, and you can make sure that you push for results and get those things done. I think that's what the American people demanded, and I think that's what we should expect of our government.
And some people in the 9th District have wanted town hall meetings or some kind of accessibility forum for you. I thought your answer to this was very interesting. Tell the folks why you're not the biggest fan of this.
Well, every day that I'm back home, and I fly back and forth every single week because my wife and I continue to live in Jeffersonville, and every recess day that I'm home, I want to talk to people about what their concerns are, what their issues are, have productive, effective dialogues about the policies we need to change or get past in order to advance their lives. But nobody believes that the right answer to fixing problems in Washington is more screaming at each other, is turning up the volume, is bickering more. Instead, we need to have meaningful dialogue. So I love to have small group dialogues, one-on-one conversations, where people can not only ask the first question, what do you think about this, but ask the follow-up question, why do you think that? How could we work together to make sure we get to this outcome? This is really important to me. Can we make it important to you? Things like that. I want to have every single one of those dialogues. I'm on my way this morning over to beautiful Bedford to have a variety of dialogues and conversations with groups of people, different types of individuals, different types of organizations, to better understand what their interests are and how we can ensure that we're advancing the interests that Hoosiers want all the way across the ninth. I don't want to see more yelling. I don't want to see more screaming, more gotcha moments. I want to see productive, effective conversations that are focused on how we get more done.
And we'll let you get to Bedford this morning. We really appreciate your time. Congratulations on your big announcement, July 19th. We'll be watching for that, and we hope to talk to you as the spring rolls on.
I look forward to it. Have a great Friday.